Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts. So I told you, go to him directly, right? Now, here's the thing about that. Sometimes, and I'll speak only from my experience, if anybody has anything they want to share about their experiences with God and how he talks to you, please leave a comment below. I would love to hear about it. And there might be other people who need to hear it as well. But for me personally, in the beginning, it was very awkward. It was very awkward because I was like, I wasn't even 100% sure how much I believed in God and to the extent and all that, because now it was new to me, okay? But in the beginning, it felt weird, but now it's like God is the homie. God is the bestie. I told y'all before, a lot of the reasons why I am the way I am, the reason why I don't seek validation from anybody is because I get my validation from God. I know who he says I am, and that makes me confident in myself. So let's talk about the different components of my relationship with God. And honestly, I feel like I don't even know if I can fit all of this into this one episode. It might have to be two parts, but I would try to do my best to keep it in one and like summarize it. But basically, the first thing, right? Actually, let's not do this in order because I might be all over the place. But the first thing I told y'all, my confidence comes from him. The reason I don't seek validation comes from him. The reason why I'm confident in myself, in my purpose, in my life's plan, in running my own race, all of that is because when I started reading the Bible, and even before I started reading the Bible, when I listened to these pastors break things down for me, it's like there are so many things, Bible stories, verses, and again, if you're a visual person, you like videos and stuff like me, watch the sermons. It'll help too, right? But there's so much evidence that shows that God has made you in his image and his likeness, right? So it's like, how can I speak ill of myself if I am made in the likeness and the image of God, right? If he knew me before I was born, if he had a plan for me before I took my first breath, who am I to doubt that, right? There's a certain trust you need to develop in the word, in God, to bring you the type of like peace and calmness and stillness that I have at this point. And it's not something that happens overnight, right? I told y'all before, I think, in the episode where I talked about where I used to be atheist, I will link it, for 2.5 years straight, I watched a sermon every morning to start my day, first thing in the morning, for 2.5 years. Because think about it, some people start the day with news, negative, okay? You don't need to know how many people died, how many people got robbed, how many accidents happen on the road you have to take on your way to work, okay? Negativity. So many people listen to the news or social media and they see some type of gossip, some type of negative thing that happened. All of these media sources that take your energy and they first thing in the morning and they give you something negative to think about to start your day. You see what I mean? If you have time to consume those distractions, you have time to consume something that will actually help you and bring you closer to God. I replaced that morning social media, morning mess with watching 30-minute sermons, about 30 minutes, not like a full hour. Like on my way to work and like while I got ready in the background, I had a sermon playing every single morning. So the things that I know, some of it has to do with me also going to Catholic school and like hearing Bible verses and all of that. But you need to familiarize yourself with the word and what God says about you. That is what helped my confidence. That is what is going to help you be more confident in yourself as a person. Because if you believe in God, you believe you serve an abundant God, an all-knowing God, right? How can you say you believe that God is abundant, the God you serve is abundant, but then you feel like in all of your faith, you deserve to be poor, like you deserve to struggle in life? The two does not make sense. Like it just doesn't make sense. So even when I have doubted myself over the years, it's like, in order for me to believe that God is powerful and abundant, I cannot believe that it is my destiny to struggle in life. I cannot say I serve an abundant God, but then I believe my portion is lack. First of all, I do the most, okay? I like to travel. I'm high maintenance. I do the most. So struggle just doesn't make sense to me. You know, like I come from humble beginnings, but even in my humble beginnings, there was something inside of me that always felt like there had to be more to life because I know who I was. I knew who I was before I showed people who I was. And there's parts of me that I'm still withholding, but still I know who I am. It just never made sense to me, right? So certain things, like if you say that God is all powerful, right? He will take care of all of your problems. Nothing is too big for him. Then it doesn't make sense to worry, right? It doesn't make sense to worry about certain things because nothing is too big for him, right? If you say you believe that God is your provider, then it doesn't make sense to worry about being provided for. It doesn't make sense to worry about where money for bills is going to come from. You see what I'm saying? So I had to realize that because I knew the word, not like front to back, because again, I wasn't perfect, but because I knew enough about, you know, who he is, who they say he is, because I didn't really know for myself at the time, because I hear people saying that and I started to believe that, then I had to make sure that the way I lived reflected those beliefs, right? And we are humans. We are not perfect. So yes, every now and then we'll get distracted by our situations, by our circumstances and think like, maybe I don't know where the money for rent is going to come from for next month. But it's like, there have been many times in my life where I had certain like doubts and worries like that, not necessarily like money for rent, but like for something. There are certain times I had those doubts, but what actually helped me was going back to the word and saying, okay, if I believe that he is my provider, if I believe that he's abundant, I have to give him room to work in my life. I have to be still and trust that he will provide for me, right? Excuse the thunder, y'all. There's nothing I can do about that. I don't know if y'all can hear, but like, there's a thunderstorm here in Atlanta. Very ghetto weather. Anyway, but so it's very important to know what he says about you. It's very important to start reading the Bible. I haven't read the Bible front to back yet, but I've read enough to have a level of stillness and calmness and trust in him. Even when I get distracted by my circumstances, that's why I have that weekly date. Sometimes it's multiple times a week, but at the very least, at least once a week, I have a weekly date with God. And that's another thing. The same way you make time to see your friends, see other people, have appointments, have a time for work, You need to make time for God. He needs to be a part of your schedule, right? So for me, I started going to this place. I call it the lake. It's not really a lake. I just like to say the lake. It's around a body of water. So I found this place. Water makes me very calm. It makes me, like, I just like hearing the sound of water, even rain. I like the rain as it's raining right now. But hearing water flowing, like a river, a beach, a fountain, like, it just relaxes me, right? So one time when I was going through a really hard time, I went on the map, like the map around me, and I looked for like large sources of water. And I just drove to them to see, like, if that's a place I could, you know, like, go to clear my mind. And I found a place. And I was going through a really hard time at that point in time. So I went there and I was, like, crying and I broke down. I was speaking to God. And that's when he literally blessed me with a very big miracle, right? That was, like, 2 years ago. And he literally blessed me. Like, I poured out my heart to him and he literally... He came through for me, right? I was overwhelmed. I was worried. I allowed myself to feel those emotions. And then I gave it to him. I said, this is in your hands right now because there's nothing I can do. I've done the best I can do at this point. I've done everything I can. It's out of my hands. If it's for me, you will make a way. If not, then I still trust you regardless, right? Because I know your way will always be better than my way. So long story short, he did his thing. So that place became the place that I went to spend time with him every week, at least once a week, multiple times a week, mostly. But so I created this routine with him at least once a week. So honestly, sometimes it's like 3 to 4 times a week I go up there. But at least once a week, I go to that spot and I know that that spot is dedicated for me to just spend time with him. I will go, I will meditate, I will read my Bible, or I will just go and sit still. So like making sure I'm still enough and quiet enough to hear anything he has to tell me. Usually it will come in the form of like impressions in my mind of like different Bible verses, right? So that's how, in the beginning of the video, I told y'all I heard Ephesians 5, and then I went and I saw that and he checked me. That's literally how it will come. But I have to make sure my mind is quiet enough to hear that. If there's too much noise around me, if I'm too distracted by social media, then I will not be able to hear what he has to tell me. I saw a post that said, God is always speaking. We are just not always listening, right? Sometimes we are too distracted to hear him. So I have that date with him that I make sure that once I go there, once I pull up, it's like my phone is on airplane mode. I don't want anybody to be able to call me because nothing else is important right now. That's my time for him, right? Just go talk to him. Find a place. It doesn't have to be a lake. Some people make prayer closets. You could do that. Develop a routine with him where you go talk to him. If you need to pour out your heart, cry, feel that, and then give it to him, surrender it to him. That's great. You know, you need to do that. We're human. We worry about stuff. Give him your problems, but make sure that every time you spend time with him, you are not just complaining and giving him your problems. You need to also make sure that you are receptive. You need to also make sure that you are grateful, that you are giving gratitude to him for everything he's done for you up until this point. Even just waking up, taking a breath today, right? Being able to complain. Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, Screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.